All right. Welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. That's 844-967-2789. You can text us at that same number. I want to thank Tom Nelson, as always. You know, there's a reason why I say he's one of the best guests that I've ever had in all the years that I've done radio. He is, there's just something very special about him. And I think at the root of it all is maybe the fact that he's the son of a minister. You know, that's not always the case. But if you find one that is and that is genuine, maybe that's at the root of who he is the morality that is within him. So anyway, good to have Senator. Oh, I'm sorry. Tom Nelson.
Predicting the future now.
Yeah, he's a candidate for United States Senate. I wanted to talk a little bit now about what I think separates people on the right and people on the left. There are a lot of different things, but one of the things that I think is clear, and that's, you know, morality. There clearly is a dividing line between people on the right and people on the left when it comes to moral issues. And I don't see how or understand how those people who are on the right who dismiss morality as if it, you know, doesn't have any significance at all in one's life, and that, you know, they can have their own morality. There's no such thing as having your own morality. Morality comes from some place, and it certainly comes from a spiritual perspective. And I don't care what your religion is or what your denominationalism is. Denominationalism is, you know, at the root of all of it is treat people fair and right. Okay? I mean, that's what it is. And you know, we know that is not happening when it comes to those on the right. Again, I still don't understand, Sam, why we keep seeing the ones on the right when right seems to be at the root of morality and wrong seems to be, you know what I mean?
It is ironic.
How is it possible that the Republicans and the conservatives wind up with the term on the right?
Good God-fearing people. I don't understand. Why aren't you doing God's work?
I know. But here's, if poverty is a moral issue, then the U.S. is bankrupt. And this is by Sonami Kothar, the Poor People's Campaign, ahead of its June 18th gatherings. So this is a while ago. It's calling out the false pro-corporate rhetoric on poverty, wages, and inflation. Newspaper headlines are warning of rising inflation and the possibility that voters will respond to it by pushing Democrats in the midterm elections this fall, punishing this fall. But there are few, if any, headlines about the enormous numbers of Americans who are low income and poor and a travesty in one of the world's wealthiest nations. The problem of poverty is marked by several factors, the first of which is a deeply flawed government indicator of who qualifies as poor. Measured by the federal poverty line, about 37 million Americans live below the poverty line. That's about 11% of the population. So you can say we can write that off. There's only 11% of the population that live in poverty. Hey, Earl, that's not so bad. That means 89% of the American people are living well because they don't live in poverty. You live above the poverty line. You somehow think that that's a good place to be. But then when you look at it from a different perspective, many millions more Americans who live one emergency expense away from poverty. The Poor People's Campaign, a national call for moral revival, relies on economic calculations showing that 140 million other Americans, more than 40% of the population, are poor or low income. So, may not live below the poverty line, but they are poor or low income. So, Sam, poverty, low, or poor poor or low income, I guess it's kind of hard to say, well, if the poverty line is $37,000 a year $37,000 a year for a family of three or four, and you're making $40,000 a year, a family of three or four, you somehow don't fall in that same category. Somehow people think that, well, that's not as bad. But when 140 million people fall in that category, 40% of the population, and then you add the other 11% of those who live below the poverty line, we're almost talking one in two Americans and financial insecurity, in trouble. And again, the wealthiest nation on earth, why is that? And why is that tolerated? And why is that acceptable? When we look at the money that's flowing like milk and honey throughout this nation, and the fact that we know it's only a handful of people who have created the laws that manipulate the masses of us, the rest of us, they've created the rules to the game that all of us are trying to play. And the rules are situated in such a manner that you and I will never be able to win the game. But as Tom from LA always says, we are the masses. We are the people. Why do we then allow ourselves to remain as pawns? The second factor is mainstream media coverage that routinely skews in favor of wealthy elites by downplaying the extent of poverty. For example, when President Joe Biden cited the PPC's estimate in an address in June of 2019, the Washington Post engaged in a lengthy fact-checking investigation interviewing numerous analysts who nitpicked over the difference between poor and low-income people, saying the two terms sound alike, but they are described different economic conditions. But I just got through saying it does not matter, you know, whether you are considered to be below the federal poverty line and 37% of Americans fit that bill, or if you, considered poor or low income, 140 million Americans fit that bill, you are still struggling to make it in this society that everybody claims to be the easiest place in the world to make it. I said it before, I'll say it again. It is not the easiest place in the world to make a living. It is one of the most difficult. And people may say, well, what are you talking about? It can't be. There's nobody suffering in this country. If you want to see suffering, you know, go to Bangladesh and you'll see some people really suffering. Stop it already, Earl. You're always exaggerating, making up these things in order to put our nation down. No, that's not what it is. We're talking factually. That there are so many people continuing to suffer in this horn of plenty, which is what our nation is. We're at a point now again that people are going to make decisions once again on this, actually, the midterms, which are just months away, and people are going to be hurting. And they're going to somehow make decisions based on the fact that they're hurting. And they're going to believe, you know, the lie that Republicans are going to do a better job with this. And they're going to help you and things will get better. We swear, because we're Republicans. You know, Joe Biden messed it all up. The Democrats messed it all up. And so people are going to say we're going to punish the Democrats, not realizing who they're going to be punishing is themselves. Because ongoing, what Republicans have been talking about and what Republicans have been doing are two completely different things. Easy to follow. You don't have to be, you know, Tom Nelson to understand that people are saying one thing and doing another, especially those who come down on the side of conservatism. Got to go to a break. 844-967-2789 is the number. You're tuned into the Earl Ingram Show. We'll be right back.